12. Spotlight on Copenhagen. Are you too old for fairy tales? If you think so, Copenhagen is sure to change your mind. See the city first from the water. In the harbor sits Denmark's best-known landmark, the Little Mermaid. Remember her? She left the world of the sea people in search of a human soul in one of Hans Christian Andersen's fantasies. From the harbor, you can get a feel for the attractive City of Green Spires. At twilight or in cloudy weather, the copper-covered spires of old castles and churches lend the city a dreamlike atmosphere. You'll think you've stepped into a watercolor painting. Copenhagen is a city on a human scale. You don't have to hurry to walk the city's center in less than an hour. Exploring it will take much longer, but that's easy. Copenhagen was the first city to declare a street for pedestrians only. The city has less traffic noise and pollution than any other European capital. Stroll away from the harbor along the riverbanks. You'll see the modest Amalienborg Palace first. Completed in the mid-18th century, it still houses the royal family. Churches and castles are almost all that remain of the original city. Copenhagen became the capital of Denmark in 1445. During the late 16th century, trade grew, and so did the city. But fires in 1728 and 1795 destroyed the old wooden structures. Much of what we see today dates from the 19th and early 20th centuries. See one of the spires up close, really close, at the 17th century Church of Our Savior. Brave souls may climb the 150 stairs winding outside the spire to its top. If you're afraid of heights, or if it's a windy day, you can forget the climb. But then, you'll miss the magnificent view.